It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
We are back, another episode of the 4Play Podcast brought to you by 96.9 Cool FM. I'm Detox and the guys are in the house, Mega, Blue Magic and Scarlitti.
Let's go!
That's how Mega likes to call Scarlett, Scarlitti. I think it's like a roadshow thing, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
Team of double.
Yeah. Because you guys take over from me, so I'm tapping into it a little bit. So I'll be doing a little bit of Scarlitti too.
Okay.
It's election season. We've had the first part of the whole election stuff. That's the presidential and National Assembly elections. We have depends on when you're listening to this podcast, though. If you're listening on the day that it's been released, then tomorrow is going to be election day.
Yep.
If you want to be a governor or member of the state assembly, then you're going to battle it all out tomorrow. But what caught our attention and inspired the topic for today's episode of the podcast is youth involvement. We noticed it was a big deal. Many people said those things you see on Twitter is just tweets from four guys in one room. It turned out to be millions of votes when the elections were held and we saw the results. There are so many feedback and criticism about it didn't go our way, blah, blah, blah. So many things we noticed during the election. Youth participation was pretty high. We're very impressed with that. And also, the certain things we noticed, maybe not so impressed, is all this social media bullying. And there is the suspicion that youth may be involved. Everyone believe that as a young person, you should not be supporting anything other than that party. Because tomorrow is election, we are trying to be careful. So, people were bullied. I mean, the moment you said you were supporting someone else, it was like, no, no, no. I don't know if any of you noticed that online or was a victim of social media bullying. Tell us your experience.
Yo, I think I'm currently still being bullied.
What?
But guess what? You can't bully a bully. We are definitely going to hit back. Now, the thing is, sometimes when you try, I don't know if it has anything to do with the present-day youth or maybe the lessons, the shege that Nigeria has taught them. The thing is, the moment you try to be that voice of reasoning, people just try to shut you down. Like you're saying, all right, certain set of people, you guys should not be acting this way. If this, such and such thing happens in an election, they just hate the fact that you are just coming out and addressing certain issues, especially if it has to deal with a particular candidate. They see that candidate as untouchable. And it got me thinking, yo, that is not the way to actually build a proper, because they say if a party wins an election, you will have to have the other side of the divide. I've forgotten the name they call them now. Opposition.
Yes,
the party that is going to be playing the opposition. I'm like, yeah, you have to build an opposition. Who is going to check the present guy if he steps in there? So the opposition has to be standard. So yeah, people have sent tweets across to me because I be very active on Twitter. You know, they've sent tweets across to me. They've asked me so many questions. They've said I'm biased. But then again, the truth has to be said. And shout outs to the youths. I appreciate the numbers that we had this time. Excited that some people actually knew their polling units. I remember from 4 years ago, some guys did not even know what a polling unit was, what a ward. How the results are being collated, they had no idea. They just sit there in front of the television, and then there's one man saying somewhere, Turkey Party 2010. Scarlett Developmental Party.
It's not as if they are watching it. They're watching their dad watch it.
You know, so it's a good step in the right direction. Though I have my little grouse with them though. But yeah, we'll get to that.
Let's agree that the bullying on social media, it didn't just start because of the political season. It's been there. You understand? And we're talking about people who's been frustrated for so long, who feels like they've been left behind, right? And then the only thing they know how to do is to bully people. Mm. Most of these people, they don't even know how to talk normally.
Facts.
Do you understand? I'm not. It's not as if I'm trying to defend them or anything, right? But then we have someone to everybody. It makes sense. I mean, let's not talk about playing politics here. Let's talk about having an idea of who an ideal leader is, right? And then someone checks it. You're trying to find fault within this guy's range and you can't see any. So the only thing that makes sense is to follow that person. So it sometimes it doesn't make sense to them when someone else is telling them something outside that.
Mm.
You understand? It gets them agitated.
Come for the gist.
You ready? Right
now. Stay for the vibes.
Here we go.
Cool FM's 4Play Podcast.
Let's do this.
That's the beauty of democracy, actually. If Scarlett says, I'm going to vote a pen for president of Nigeria, and I say I'm going to vote a laptop, Detox should not come and start asking Scarlett, why do you want to vote a pen?
I agree with you. However, there are expectations.
Okay.
So, as young people, we've always complained that the guys in power have always done this and that. They're the reason we are where we are. The price on this and that. So it seemed like it was a consensus decision to let's try someone else or a different person. However, so when a young person begins to say, no, I'm not going to go with this person, it's easy to see that it seemed like you are anti-progress. But at the same time, I mean, it's all about defending your candidate and having points. So,
yeah.
You know, how do we draw the line between I want somebody to win for the good of the country and I want somebody to win because I know this guy and I might chop from him? You know, so because that's where the argument comes in. The reason why you as a sane young man would want to support this other person is only because there's a way you chop directly, which is what some people will say. This is what we're trying to avoid. It's not so much about you. Let's think about the country. And if a lot of people say, if this other guy wins, the country will be better. But you are just thinking about yourself. I mean, how do you draw the line between, it's democracy, I need to vote for who I want, and I need to do something that benefits the entire country?
Okay, honestly, I'm just going to put everything I wanted to say into one. First of all, I feel like, to be honest, the people that are agitating for this one particular candidate are mostly young people. And the reason why young people are agitating for this candidate is because they have seen the results of the other candidates in power and they really haven't seen anything that they've done. They've not seen any positive results. Most of what we have on paper, most of what we have as what we've seen these people do is not positive. It's not something that we want them to keep doing. So we want fresh blood. We want new people. We want someone that we've not seen in this seat come do something that, okay, let's see what he can do. If he's doing the same thing every other person has been doing, then we can vote him out and probably bring a new person to try again. Because I feel like at the end of the day, yes, you need to have some kind of background with the political field, but then there's a need for us to revolve around this whole seat. One person cannot A set of people cannot be having a particular kind of seat over and over and over again for trial and error. We need to have new people on that seat. And I feel like that is why young people are agitating for it. And yeah, Detox, you just mentioned some people are voting for a particular person because they want to eat in it. I think that is like a millennial thing. I don't know. Like, I'm not saying millennials. Wait. I'm not saying millennials like millennials. I mean, like, it's like a back in the day thing.
Okay.
People are still wanting to vote people that they can use to eat their own shit. But most young people who are the population, majority in population right now, especially in the country, the young people that are agitating for good governance have seen shege. We've seen shege even when we're not doing anything that is related to government. We're trying to build our own lives and do our businesses and we're still seeing government made shege. We're on our own trying to do social media, government shege. Somehow, the policies that these people in government seats are making are directly and indirectly affecting young people who don't even have anything to do with government. So most young people are not agitating because, oh, we want to put our person there so that we can also chop something. We're just putting this person there because we believe that we need a new person to rule the country. And he would probably do better. And he has a backlog of maybe good results of where he is governed. So that, I feel like that's what it is.
I mean, I can tell you for a fact, Mega has like a zillion things to say. He's like, oh no. Give me more, make a counter.
See,
four can tango.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me just remind you, you're still listening to the 4Play Podcast. This is a property of 96.9 Cool FM Kano. You can find it on our website, www.coolfm.ng/Kano. And as always, we encourage you to give us a follow on social media at Cool FM Kano. Turn on your notifications. And if you want to even see what this sounds like, because we're putting out clips on Instagram, so you can check it out at Cool FM Kano and see how we sat down to have conversations like this. Now, let's not act like politicians will always say, "This is the worst election I've ever seen in my life," especially when they lose. The people who lost in 2019 will tell you, INEC have conducted the worst election. And I've heard that statement again in 2023. There are some positives to this election.
Yes.
It's good, so, when the candidate you support does not win, most times people get angry. It's like the end of the road. I can't believe this. And especially that you have to wait 4 years. It's not like a 3 month thing. Mm. So that can get you really angry. But there's something we saw in this election, which is that it's not just them do whatever you like. I think there's a trend that might come with this election that would be that if you get in office and you fuck around, you may not get a second term. It's not a guaranteed 8 years thing anymore. We've seen some new people come into office, and then now all of a sudden governors are saying, "Forgive me for what I did in 1992.
No vex.
It's not like, I thought you guys had the power to just go 8 years, but now they've seen how the youths have come out to vote and how that has made a difference or an effect. So now they're all out begging. So I think that's a good thing we should take from the elections. People will now be more accountable. Because if you get in office and you don't perform well, you're going to get kicked out.
But it's funny that with all of these positives that you just mentioned, people still believe that, the presidential election was rigged.
Yeah,
so it got me thinking.
Is there a possibility for an election
than half
to not be rigged?
No, that here's the thing. If we so much appreciate the system for giving us this level of control, right? Mm-hmm. I would want to believe that at this point, what we have to do is just to encourage the system to get better. Mm-hmm. There will always be elections have never been 100% anywhere. In some of the societies that we are clamoring to be like, in the US, in the UK, we've seen elections that had issues. We've seen where, mail-in ballots. I remember that time in the US, someone was trying to move mail-in ballots.
Even Donald Trump thinks he won the election.
Yes. So there will always be those discrepancies. So Nigeria is not ending. Now, this is not me saying whatever it is that is given to you, you just have to accept it. No, you can go ahead and, do your research, ask questions. Take me, for example, I had my login details to the IREF. To the IREF portal, and I was literally just following everything the way the results were trickling in on that particular day. So yeah, there are some positives, there will always be negatives, but maybe I would appreciate Nigerians to appreciate the positives, one of them being beavers. Now, if you look at numbers from previous elections, you'll be like, oh boy, one man is winning with about 15 million votes, 16 million, 13 million, But here, it's tough because you have a system that verifies with your... It has the face identification on, it has the fingerprint scanner and everything. So, it is legit people. So, you will not be able to vote twice, basically. So, it's just you. You come, do your thing, then you go.
What's the essence of Beavers and IREF if they will not upload in real time?
And now, that is questionable.
Yeah.
Now, if someone says, I will upload it in real time, and the person comes to you to say, okay, hold on, no way, though. We had small technical glitch, so we could not upload in real time. We'll upload offline. Because when that technical glitch is sorted out, you have all the results trickling in one after the other. I was pissed off because it took like probably say what 3 days, and I don't think IREF is actually, do they have all the results on there? I don't think so.
The thing is, for me, I still fault the INEC. Mm-hmm. Right? We expect a lot from them. It is a tough seat. It's not something I expect anybody to just walk up to and say, listen, I want to be INEC chairman. You should fear that seat. Be afraid of that seat. Mm. Do you understand? Because it requires a lot. You also, and I don't know why I'm so emotional about this. I'm so emotional about this one.
President of the Youth Association.
Listen.
Go president. I mean, you can't get too far.
Part of this involves you sensitizing people to have faith in you. for any reason that people lose faith, you have started doing badly at your job. I don't know if you get. You need to carry people along.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Okay, here's the thing. If that is the case, I think the INEC chairman actually carried people along. If we want to be realistic.
But then there's the one where he said we're going to upload this in real time, and then he did not.
Exactly, that's exactly what I was driving at.
If that is the only problem with the election,
hold on.
It's a small problem.
You told me you were marrying me, and then finally you did not marry me.
I'm not marrying you, sir. Please let it be known. This part must be. This is the black genius. Me, I did not say I will marry Blue Magic. Thank you.
I mean, any other thing could have failed.
Yes, the thing.
But let this one go through.
I totally agree. But if the Electoral Act says that in the absence of any electronic means, if that is going to frustrate the process, please carry on with the other process. What would you expect the INEC chairman to do?
He could have sold it differently. They didn't sell it to us like this.
That is exactly what I was saying.
People, when they go and hide terms and conditions under one thing.
No.
And then you click, I agree.
Dear Nigeria, you dear Gen Z, read everything.
No, it's not just about reading everything.
If you
come out and say
funny
something.
Funny enough, the reason, if we want to go there, we'll not finish this podcast today. Because the people who even started not reading terms and conditions are not Gen Z. But let's leave that one aside. Let's talk about this election thing first of all. Like Detox just said, the INEC chairman did not do justice with transparency and openness with the people of Nigeria. It is just what it is. Because I feel like if you discovered that the electronic electoral process wasn't going to work, then we would have probably just put the elections on hold until you sort it out. Because we've been having the same way of doing the elections over and over and over again. If there was a new way to make it more credible, then make sure that that way is working. Don't come and give us something that's not working and tell us it's not working now. It's a typical Nigerian problem. We're tired of it. Give us something new.
That's the problem. The Supreme Court is the one that is giving all the laws to INEC. This thing that you said, nothing stops the electoral process. If the process starts, he has to get to the end. So the INEC chairman could have sold it to us from day one. Well, not saying election postponed.
We intend to use beavers. We'll send to IREF, sharp. But just in case it does not work, we will do like this. There's too many billions.
Share your plan B's with us. Yes. Let us be aware. Because I still feel he said it on that particular day.
He made mention of it.
Why is he waiting to tell us on the day?
No, it shouldn't be on that day, actually.
No, see what I'm saying?
Here's the thing. There's a budget for this thing.
It's not like I'm saying...
There's a budget for this thing.
If these things were planned,
you should have... Before we got to that place...
Exactly, though. It should not have failed.
Wait.
It's a taboo for it to fail.
No, it's not.
I'm coming.
Do you know how many attacks were reported on that particular...
Listen, they should know that it will happen.
Hold on now. Can you envisage every problem on the line?
That is why I said that seat should be feared.
No, that is not the only seat that should be feared. Then all seats in the world must be feared because you can never be too prepared.
You know,
even in life.
You know the extent I go to come to work despite the troubles on the road.
See
the problem on the road.
Do you explain everything to us? No.
This is election season.
But you tell your fans. I like this.
See, the best time I'm hearing it. I never heard it from Detox. But it happens.
You are not the problem.
But don't you still get to your destination?
Because at this stage, I'm even more credible than this INEC.
No, you still got to your destination last, have you?
Because I know and I value, because when I was leaving yesterday, INEC chairman said today we'll do election.
No, and he got it to the end.
We'll use IREF.
No, hold on.
We'll send from beavers to IREF.
No, he did not say that's the only line, no. There's another one, no. Our normal coalition.
Join me tomorrow by 10 a.m. for the media oasis. Then I randomly show at 12, say, man, I really wanted to come, but a bit of a traffic on Audubaka Way. Sorry, guys.
You see, that is the people saying they should truncate the electionary process.
It can't work.
You have to get to your destination.
Destination is giving out
the certificate of return. Those who have issues like myself and like Blue Magic will go to court. No, look, here's the thing. I think young people, the youths need to start doing things according to the book.
So the book says gather your evidence and go to court. Let's move on.
I'm with you people. I have a perfect election.
It's not just you people.
No, She's trying to separate me. I'm with you people. The hustle. I'm trying to make Nigeria better.
I feel like Mega's leg is in one side. The other one is in the, you know.
Stay right here on the 4Play Podcast.
Do you guys think this is going to be discouraging for the youth? Because, you know, when you come out, especially for the first-time voters, and we saw them in huge numbers, INXSO, they gave us numbers, say people collected PVC, blah, blah, blah. Do you think, you know, I mean, you would agree that more than half of the youths that voted this election did not go their way? So that means more youths are angry than the ones who are happy. So do you think that they may be discouraged by this result? Because, I mean, that could happen, that may not. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, I feel like if youths were ever to be discouraged, it would have been October 2020. Because something happened in this country and we all saw it and we were tired of what they said happened or did not happen. And we still came out during this election to make sure that we make things right. So I do not think, in all honesty, that youths are going to relent from coming out for the next elections. I feel like they're still going to come out in numbers because there's something about when someone wants to prove you wrong, like in quotes, when someone wants to make it look like what you believe in is not what it is. As long as we are living in Nigeria, we are responsible for its security, we're responsible for its good or bad governance, we're responsible for everything happening in the country. So if we say, okay, because the presidential election did not go the way we wanted, we're not coming for governorship, gubernatorial elections, then there's going to be a problem. I think people are going to come out. Youths are going to come out. They will not relent.
I can only ask them not to be discouraged, because elections anywhere, like they will always say, is a process. And though Detox mentioned that 4 years is a long time, but then it's not for you to go and stay dormant for 4 years. I mean, lots of work was done, just like Scarlett said, from 2020 up until this moment. I mean, trust me, when NSAS happened, it was enough. It's enough. It was obvious that, you know, the youth wanted to speak with one voice. And it's very obvious that that voice was well heard during the presidential elections, right? And in all honesty, even though I'm kind of, if I say this now, everybody's going to jump on me. INEC made that a bit workable for the youth. So you have to give INEC a little bit of thumbs up. Because if not for INEC putting certain things in place, we would not have registered the level of disappointment that we had. I mean, we had states that have been controlled by certain people that have been rolled over, basically. Take a look at Lagos State, for example. There's so many. The numbers, I mean, keep building up.
There are some problems, but yeah, I would think some votes, a lot of people will see that their votes counted.
Exactly. Yeah. So you know that, okay, if we all say this is the person we are going for, it'll result in, you know, decent numbers. Even if you don't win the elections, right? But you know that you're beginning to build, and lots can happen in 4 years. Reach out to, you know, those in rural areas, build proper structures, go to places where you lost the election and go do a little bit of research, find out why people failed to vote for you, and there's lots of work that will be done. So I don't want you to be disappointed, and I will say this, even if it doesn't happen in 2027, you have to go again. No one said taking Nigeria back is going to be a walk in the park. It's going to be lots of work because of the years of decay that we've had to suffer as a nation. So yeah,
I remember saying something on the Jackpa Syndrome episode that we had here, and I told everyone that Nigeria is a hard nut at the moment, right? And I remember very well saying this. And then again, bringing that back to what I'm saying right now, it is going to be difficult. It's not supposed to be easy. If it's easy, that means that someone is deceiving us. It's supposed to be difficult because of the years of decay, right? So if you are discouraged because of this thing, it never starts.
We all agree that let's not be discouraged. Let's come all out. 11th of March is another opportunity. I mean, there's a lot of emphasis on the president, but state governors are equally, if not even more important. These are the people you can see what they do, and you could even hold them accountable. House of Assembly members, these are people representing you directly. So this is an equally important election. So let's make it count too. Come out and vote, and let's not be discouraged. Perhaps even what happened during the presidential election, if you didn't like it, this should be an encouragement for you to even come out even more. So I think it's a fine place to leave the podcast for today.
Yeah.
We're gonna pick it up again sometime when we return with another episode. Mega always has something to say, but bye bye.
Bye.
podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.